Listener Production.
Hey, Tessa Randello here with a news briefing. Labor is getting closer to securing a majority government in the federal election, with the latest projections from The Australian predicting 77 seats, just one more than needed. Meantime, congratulations are rolling in for the new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, from leaders across the world. New Zealand PM Jacinda Ardern shared a photo chatting with him on the phone, saying she looks forward to having a strong working relationship with the Labor leader. And Solomon Islands PM Manase Sokovare assuring Mr. Albanese that the country remains Australia's friend. Labor's two-party preferred vote in South Australia is currently the highest in the country, sitting narrowly ahead of Western Australia. And the SA Premier, Peter Malinauskas, says that Boothby was a considerable win.
It looks as though for the first time since 1946, Labor has won the seat of Boothby. That's a very significant showing and one that I think speaks to the culture of South Australian Labor, where regardless of factional affiliations or what have you, we get behind one another.
In the electorate, Labor's Louise Miller-Frost won, marking an end to more than 70 years of Liberal representation in the seat. Meantime, WA Senator Michaelia Cash says the Liberal Party is rebuilding in WA.
And when I look at where our primary vote landed last night, and there is still a lot of counting to go in relation to postal votes, we've at least got it to around 35%. So the rebuilding process has well and truly started.
The Giants have taken down the Eagles this afternoon by 52 points, a massive win to kick off coaching career for Mark McVeigh with 9 changes to the lineup. Toby Green slotted the first 2 goals of the match at Giants Stadium this afternoon.
Kelly gets the recipient free kick and drives it straight down the spine. Early flyers go up. Hogan, nice delivery to Green for 2 in a minute.
And it's a tight clash between the Hawks and the Lions in Tasmania. At three-quarter time, Hawthorne was just 4 points down. Listener.